Welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help?
Yes, Jim, I've been speaking to some other lady from M-Phone who's given me her own mobile number to send back the bill when I pay it. I cannot pay your bill because last night you cut my phone and my my television off, and I'm trying to pay over the internet now that I'm home and called away from, come back from an emergency. I'm trying to pay you. I can't do it. The girl that I first spoke to, I'm talking about a Linda Hewitt account 812411.
Okay.
And I want to get you to connect me back again so I can get into my bank account so I can do a direct transfer straight to you. What am I looking for? What am I looking for?
Okay. So can you please help me out with the customer account number, please?
812411. Linda Hewitt, Eckersley Avenue, Budrum.
Okay, give me a moment. Give me a moment. Okay, I just checked your account. It's registered under Miss Linda Hewitt.
It's yeah, that's me.
56 Eckersley Avenue.
Yeah, Eckersley Avenue, Budrum 4556, yes.
Okay. Now, according to the current status of your account, Linda, you have an outstanding amount, which is
that's what I'm trying to pay. I'm trying to pay it.
Okay. Now, give me a moment. I'll help you out with it. Just give me 1 second, ma'am.
Thank you.
Because I'll have to check what is the current status of your connection.
It's cut down and I'm owe 180.58 and the lady said to pay 165.58. She'll take off the late fee. I don't care. I just want to pay the damn thing.
Okay, we haven't cut off your services, ma'am.
Got no computer. I've got no computer, and I've got no TV.
I'll check.
And the girl said, "Yes, I noticed that." And she said, "Here's I'll click you back on. Give it a few minutes. Now it's been about 8 minutes, and nothing's happening. I cannot get into. Let me try one more time." I cannot get into any of my accounts, and it says you have to open your network and log in again. And I click on that. And I click on that. It says you have to open your network login page, and it says access denied. Your service has been suspended, and your internet access is restricted. So that's you guys.
It was your internet services were restricted, but it is active now.
No, it isn't. The girl I spoke to first said, "I'm going to flick a switch in here and put in a code," but she said, "This may not work. You may need to ring the office back because this may not work," and it is not working. I've got it here in front of me. Access denied. Your service has been suspended and your internet account is restricted. This is typically due to an overdue invoice. In some cases, we may also suspend your service for security. So you've obviously suspended it. So you need to put it back on so I can get into my bank account and pay you immediately. And I'm not giving you my credit card over the phone. So let's get that fact straight.
You can pay by BPay, ma'am. Okay.
Beg your pardon?
You can. I'll let you know the current status of your connection says
yep.
that your internet connection is not suspended anymore. It has been activated and your internet connection is live. I just ran a test. If it was restricted, then we can see that your internet connection is restricted. It was restricted yesterday. But today is 12th of November, Your internet connection is not restricted anymore.
Okay, well, just a minute. I've just turned my computer off again for the third time. I've been over. I've turned the router off at the wall, and I've turned the router back on.
Do you have a smartphone?
What's a smartphone? I've got a. What do you call it? Android. Samsung.
Android.
I've got a Samsung.
Samsung, right? If you see there, if you go to settings.
I go to settings. Yes.
You see there is an option which says connections.
Yes.
You get an option.
Wi-Fi is on, calling, Wi-Fi calling and Bluetooth is all on.
Yeah. Click on the Wi-Fi option.
Yeah. That's turned it off.
Wi-Fi, you need to turn on the Wi-Fi.
Turn off.
Turn on.
Yes.
It should be blue.
My number, checking, connected. Now, I just said not connected before, now it's saying connected. Hang on a minute. Let me just hang on. I've got my computer back up. I've turned it off and I'm going to turn it back on now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God. And if I go into here, because I'm trying to get to my bank, it says, you must log into the network before you access the internet. Open the network login page. Access denied.
Try to, your phone is connected to the Wi-Fi, right?
It's connected to my Wi-Fi. Yes, it is. And it's saying the phone's connected. But the phone's always been connected. It's never cut off. It's my TV, my Netflix, or not Netflix, whatever you call that bloody thing. NBN, I think, and my computer are both not working. No, I'm not. I'm denied access to the internet.
Okay, you check. Go to see. It's not. It's might be your desktop is playing up. So you have to go to your phone. You can easily go to the BPay option. Do you have BPay?
Sorry, go to which one? Wi-Fi?
Do you have BPay?
Oh, BPay.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Not, oh God, I don't know. Hang on a minute. Just let me see if this works. Access denied elsewhere, but here I can get in. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Just hang on a half a minute.
You might have selected an incorrect Wi-Fi network where you are trying to connect to. That is why it's not connecting.
Hang on a minute. Righto, what do you know? I'm actually in, so I can go into transfer and pay anyone,
mm-hmm.
Choose an account, pay M-phone, where have you gone? M-phone, pay the amount. Now I'll put this one, Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-E, 812411. Description, I don't need to do that. Next. Info, the Melbourne Phone Company from Linda Hewitt. There's the money. Pay now. Bang. Right. Let me just go to... payments list,
mm-hmm.
And it is paid. Done. Okay, I'm going to have
okay,
to try and find out what the hell.
Take a picture of it.
I am. I've already got the phone number, the where I've got to send it.
Take a picture of it and send it to our email address. Hello?
Okay, I've got
it. Yeah.
I've taken the photo of it. I'll send it.
Yeah, I'll give you.
I've got a phone number here, 0450 something or other. Yeah.
No, I'll.
But
you send
just
it
while I've got you there. Beg your pardon?
You can send it to our email address, which is.
No, I can't. I don't put emails on my phone. It's too hard. I get over too many emails a day in my business to do that. I keep emails only on my computer. But I've still denied access to. That's interesting. Okay. Right, well, I'm going to send you this photo now, and I'm sending it. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Hang on, I've got. See, 4 phone calls have come in while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Just hang on a minute. Just stay there.
Sure.
Hi, Linda. The phone number to ring is 1-300-887-939, which is what I rang when I rang you. And then the other phone number is. Where'd she put that? Where'd she put that? Oh, God, where'd I put that? Contacts, M phone, JKLM phone contact, 0450-295-532. So I'm sending it to her right now.
Okay.
That's just proof that I've just paid that.
No. It is for your record, ma'am. We will update
yep.
it that you've already paid. And
hang on, just can you just hang on half a second? Can you hang on half a second
sure,
for me,
sure.
please?
No problem.
Next. Okay, that's gone to the girl to prove that I have paid that. Now, what were you talking about? And can you just speak a little bit louder because you're very quiet.
Okay. I'm sorry. Now you can try to connect, turn on the television and try to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'll just go and see if it's connected. Okay. Now that's the normal channel, so which I don't watch. I don't watch these lying channels. Hang on. Let's see if we go in. Hallelujah. Oh, well, let me just check that it's working. I think it's working. Yeah, it looks like it's working. Yep, thank you very much. It looks like the whole thing's working again now.
Okay.
Anyway, I've paid it to that girl. She would have received that email, that text right now, and everything should be okay. I will check in an hour or two.
Yes, please remember.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. You need to connect to the correct Wi-Fi network to get the internet live. Okay?
I need to connect to what? Sorry, say that again.
Correct Wi-Fi network. Check the name of the Wi-Fi network that you have connected.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know my own Wi-Fi network. I know it.
Yeah, because what happens is Wi-Fi has a range. So if you have your neighbor using a Wi-Fi, your neighbor's Wi-Fi network might also show up, but you won't be able to connect to that.
No. I know that. No, I've got. It's showing my Wi-Fi as being my own one. I know my Wi-Fi backwards. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's just, and that I can't get into that I usually use for my banking, and they're being painful. So I'm not going to worry about them.
No problem.
Oh, it's back. It's working. Righto. Everything's working.
Work. Yeah, that's
thank you very much for your very kind
you're welcome,
help.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank you.
Us. You have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.